off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset.
The 2023-24 regular season comes to an end today as the Morehead State Basketball Eagles host Lindenwood in a women's men's Ohio Valley Conference matinee doubleheader. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. After Thursday's tough loss to Southeast Missouri, the OVC tournament seeding possibilities are much more limited for MSU's women. Today's action will determine whether the Eagles will be the fifth or sixth seed in next week's tourney in Evansville. Either way, they'll be playing in the event's opening session on Wednesday afternoon, and they'll have to win four games in 4 days to win that tournament. For Lindenwood, today will be the end of the line this season. The Lions are in 10th in the OVC standings with no shot at making the 18 tournament field. It's a special day for Eagles star Veronica Charles, who will be recognized during Senior Day festivities here at Johnson Arena. Stick around. We'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, the regular season finale for the Morehead State women's and men's basketball teams today. Senior day as well at Johnson Arena, joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Round 18, ring
that
bell.
Round 18, let's go.
How are you feeling coming into this game and getting ready for the OVC tournament?
Well, obviously the last game was a little bit of a disappointment, but that's why we play the games, and I think collectively, our 18-round fight has been much improved from what it's been in the past. It's not where we would have liked it to end it up, but there was such that log jam. Mm-hmm. You know, last game, a win would have meant second, third, or fourth, depending on other people's things, outcomes, and the loss means fifth, sixth, or seventh seed. I guess fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth,
but the seeding. And so there's we talk about to our players all the time about the difference in winning, losing, and losing. It's such, there's not a lot of room for error, and it's so close. And then to look at that on a larger scale, the conference race this year was so close. So you look at those one play in the four overtime game against Eastern Illinois would have been a win. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of thought, and I'm not you know, I do not make excuses here.
Right.
I've never set up here, but Thursday we were sicker than a dog. Mm-hmm. Blessing, we got out rebounded by 10, and we gave up 16 offensive rebounds. And when she is healthy, that does not happen.
Right.
That does rebound. We're one of the best rebounding teams in the LDC.
You were plus 18 against them at their place.
And so I'm not making excuses, but when she had the flu, and several others did not feel well. And so that, you know, we're disappointed that we dropped that one. But all credit to SEMO, they came in and they're fighting for their playoff hopes. And so, but we wanna win this and be 9-9 in OVC play, which is,
10-8.
Okay, good. Sorry,
that's all right.
I don't keep up with the rounds, man. I'm a next day, next play kind of girl. Feel good. I think if you would have, we have the chance to be fifth. And so at the beginning of the year, when we looked at those rankings and people predicted us ninth, if you would have said, Coach, you're going to get fifth, would you take it? I think I would have. Mm. I think. But I'm just, we're continuing to build. If you know, Haley Rhodes, Jaden Rhodes, Kate, who else is young? I feel like we're babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Blessing's a sophomore.
Blessing, yep. Tilly.
Tilly's a junior, but new. Sky's new, a junior. Hannah's a junior. Mel's a junior. But everybody else is underclassmen. Mm-hmm. And so those games that we dropped that were so close, we're going to get them.
Yep.
You know, I said at my initial press conference, you lose big, you lose small, you win small, then you win big. Mm-hmm. So it's a process, and we're building. And we're excited to play. I hope this rainy, gloomy day doesn't keep the fans from coming out. I do know, let's talk about V for a second.
Yes.
What a great career she's had. One of the leaders in steals for the amount of time she's been here. Probably point score. I mean, she's up there.
Right.
Definitely has produced in her 2 years here at Morehead State. And we know from her personality and the energy level that she brings, she is all about attention. And so we don't have senior day. We have senior week.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't come up with that. I'll leave it to you guys to decide who decided that this was senior week and everyone should treat her with the respect that an elder statesman on the team needs and deserves. And so I'm excited for her. I do think we will come out and play hard. I think she's always a competitor, but mm-hmm. I think this means something to her. She's got some family coming in from Georgia, mm-hmm. her family away from Nigeria, her American family is coming, and so she's super excited. But y'all know how much I love her, how much I respect her game and all those things, and I'm thankful that she came here, and I know that she's won us a lot of games.
Mm. All right. Hopefully she can go out on a high note as far as her last home game, and hopefully round 18 is in favor of Morehead State's Eagles.
Hey, either way, we are headed to Evansville, and we will be playing on
Wednesday in the early session.
Yep. Well, not either way. One or 3:30.
Yeah,
I got you.
First or second
women's
game.
Yeah,
yep.
Sorry. I got you.
No.
Sorry, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. Coach Caleb Petrie, we're back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, where Moorhead State senior Veronica Charles is currently being honored at midcourt as part of today's Senior Day festivities. Moorhead State taking on Lindenwood in the final regular season outing of this season before tournament play begins on Wednesday. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's women's game. We'll begin with Lindenwood. They're 7-20 on the year, 5-12 in OVC competition after falling 75-38 at Southern Indiana on Thursday. The Lions are only 1-13 on the road this season. They'll start with three guards and two forwards. Michaela Wallace, one of the guards, a 5'4 grad student from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 7.2 points, 1.8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2.7 steals a game. Ellie Brueggemann, their sharpshooter, is the two-guard, a 5'11 freshman from Owosso, Oklahoma, averaging 13.7 points and 3.3 boards an outing. And Michaela Cunningham, the third guard, a 5'10 freshman from Salina, Kansas, at 7.7 markers and 2.5 rebounds a game. The forward is Maya Scoff, a 5'9 freshman from Bellevue, Nebraska, 6.3 points, 3.7 boards an outing. And Justice Odom, the center, a 6'2 junior from Indianapolis, Indiana, 9.3 points, 4.2 caroms a game. Amy Egan is in her first season as Lindenwood head coach and 14 seasons as a Division II head coach. She was 274 and 151. Moorhead State checks in with a 14-14 season worksheet, 9-8 on the OVC ledger. The Eagles are coming off of a 70-63 loss to Southern Missouri on Thursday night. Starting lineup today, Katie Novick, the freshman from Grodno, Belarus, is the starting point guard. 11 points, 4.3 rebounds, 3.7 assists, and 1.8 steals a game. Senior Veronica Charles is the two guard. 5'4 out of Otukpo, Nigeria. 14 points, 3.8 boards, 4 helpers, and 2.5 takeaways a game. Matilda Soderlund gets the start at the third guard spot. 5'6 junior out of Stockholm, Sweden, averaging 6 points, about a half a rebound. And she's made 44 trays this season to lead Moorhead State. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King, the starting forwards. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, averaging 10.5 points, 5.3 rebounds a game. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.6 markers and about 10.5 rebounds. An outing, currently ranked fourth in the nation in offensive rebounding. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm. She's 26-61. MSU leads the all-time series with Lindenwood 2-0, but those previous two meetings came last season, which was Lindenwood's first in Division I and in the OVC, and both games were decided by 6 points or less. The officials today, Hannah Reynolds, Christine Vong, and Neil Berger. We'll take a break and come back with our keys and our opening tip after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State and Lindenwood about ready to tip off in a women's college basketball clash here at Johnson Arena. Before we look at our keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is MSU Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you here at Johnson Arena. Wes, good to be alongside you for this regular season finale, my friend.
Good to be back here with you, partner. And you know what? I leave you alone for one game, and you and Drew blew it. I mean, you blew it. We had a chance. We had a chance, man.
I know. It's all on us. Well, let's see if Morehead State can avoid one of the mistakes that it made in that loss to Southeast Missouri State, and that was not being able to control the glass.
Yeah, I was listening to that game while we were traveling, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. The number one thing MSU has to do is control the glass. It's their calling card. The whole philosophy of the team is defend, rebound, run, and if you don't rebound, well, then you don't get to run. Yeah. So that was crazy that they were out-rebounded by 10 by a team who had struggled. Lindenwood also struggles, -8 on their rebounding margin. So that's a huge key, as Morehead has got to do what they do best and has control those boards.
And that -8 is dead last in the Ohio Valley Conference this season as far as rebounding margin is concerned. For Lindenwood, one of their big keys is their sharpshooter and freeing up Ellie Brueggemann.
Exactly. When you're the underdog, you're on the road, you don't have a ton to play for, right? I mean, there's no seeding at stake for them. You've got to drop some of those shots at range. You've either got to open up the floor with those, or you've just got to put enough points on the board, and that's not been a strong suit of Lindenwood. So a lot of high screen actions, a lot of handoffs around the top. Get her out on the wing, moving in space, right? Get those open jumpers for three.
Ball in the air, opening tip claimed by the Lions of Lindenwood, wearing their road blacks with gold numbers and gold and white trim, much like the Vanderbilt Commodores. Morehead State in the home white and the blue letters and blue and gold trim. A steal by Veronica Charles. Quickly the other way to Haley Rhodes. Kicks it out to Novick on the left wing. Drives the angle. Puts it up and in off the window. 2-0 Morehead State early.
How fitting that we start this game with a steal by B. Charles, the senior.
Two of the top three steals leaders in the OVC facing off today as Brueggemann misses her first three-point try, and Morehead State does clear the boards, controlling that so far. Charles quickly the other way, now backs it out and will float over near the left hash. Morehead State in the offensive end to our right. A bump out on the perimeter. Justice Odom stepping out and getting in the way of Veronica Charles. Odom picks up a quick personal for Lindenwood. That's the first of the game on either team.
And that shot by Brueggemann was exactly what we were looking for, Tom. The big came out high, set the screen, and just stood there. Gave her a chance to shoot over top.
Charles takes the inbounds pass, pounds the dribble at the left hash, now rotates around the top of the key, scoops it up from the low block right side, no good. Blessing King the rebound, but had it back tapped away from her out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it. Shot clock at 19. We've played just under 1 minute in this one, and it's Morehead State up 2-0. Charles to trigger the inbound. She'll float it out top to Novick, high left. Puts down the dribble, comes around a Haley Rhodes screen, works the right side of the lane, spin move in the lane, reverse layup, and she got it.
pretty sure she got away with a carry on that
she
one, Tom.
She probably did, but no call, and it's 4-0 MSU. Novick now with 4 points, the only four in the game so far. Cunningham working against Charles, takes it to the left elbow, kicks it far corner to Brueggemann. She'll try the three from there and finds it. 4-3 Morehead State.
Boy, get ready to call her name a lot tonight,
yep.
Tom.
Charles methodically across midcourt, high right. Gets a high screen from King, but then dribbles right into a double team, and her attempted cross-court pass is taken away by Cunningham. She'll come the other way in a hurry against Novick, and then Charles nearly takes it away from her. Got it off to Odom, pull-up jumper from 12, no good. Blessing King, the rebound. Got it to Soderlund. Lindenwood, defensive pressure, full court. Charles now streaks down the left side of the lane, kicks far corner to Novick. It is Katie Novick 7, Lindenwood 3. Novick now 3 of 3 here in the early going, including that triple. And she's been red hot from three-point land of late, hitting over 52% of her triples in the last 5 games. Down low, Scoff got around Haley Rhodes, laid it up and in. And Morehead State, a turnover. Blessing King did not remain. Well, actually, I'm not sure what the call was there. She should have been able to move.
Yeah, I think she was calling it. I think she stepped on the baseline.
Stepped on the baseline before she inbounded. Okay. 7-5 Lindenwood, their seven-five Morehead State Lindenwood basketball. Comes out to Brueggemann, high left, guarded by Soderlund on the perimeter. Puts down one dribble, passes across to Cunningham. She'll get it to the curling Brueggemann, guarded by Novick. Takes it to the left elbow and travels.
And we're seeing this trademark in-your-face man-to-man defense by the Eagles today. I love seeing them really commit to that, because when they get aggressive with it, they are a hard team to score on, Tom.
Played a lot of 2-3 zone against Southeast Missouri State the other night, and ended up not working out like they hoped. Melissa Secchiaroli into the game for Morehead State, but on the other end, Haley Rhodes quickly to Blessing King, hesitates, goes up strong, misses the shot, but I think Odom just picked up her second personal foul.
Well, that's a big deal. That's early for Odom to have that second. She is a real presence in the post for Lindenwood.
And she will be replaced by Selena Arnland. Free throw up by King, way off the mark to the left. Arnland, who just checked in, a 6-foot junior out of Stockholm, Sweden. I asked Tilly Soderlund before the game if they knew each other. She said they did. King's second free throw right on the money.
Well, and that was a beautiful shot.
Sure was.
That hit nothing but net.
Nothing but net. She's the first Eagle to score other than Katie Novick, and it's 8-5 Eagles. Hesitation move by Michaela Wallace. Gets cut off at the low block. Kicks it out straight away to Arnland, who's way off the mark with her pull-up jumper from about 15. It goes out of bounds. The Eagles will get it. Now onto the floor for Coach Amy Egan's Lions is Maya Scoff. And it looks like Arnland checked back out.
Blessing King get an early rest this game.
Charles stops at the left elbow. Jumper from there, no good, and it's tapped out of bounds. Morehead State will keep possession. It was Jaden Rhodes who checked in to replace King, as Wes said, King getting that early breather. Jaden is Haley Rhodes' twin sister. And the officials discussing something, might be a shot clock issue. It is. They reset it to 20. But we've also got another game clock issue. The game clock above the Morehead State basket was showing 66 minutes and 50 seconds left. It's actually 6 minutes and 50 seconds, thankfully. Haley Rhodes takes the inbounds, drives baseline, kicks to Soderlund, or excuse me, to Secchiaroli. Her first three-point try, no good. But Haley Rhodes with the offensive board gets it out to Charles to reset. Brings it to the top of the key. Crossover dribble against Brueggemann. Kicks it out to Novick. Penetrates to the free throw line. Gets cut off. Over to Secchiaroli. Tries to get around Cunningham. Can't, but a nice base bounce pass down low to Jaden Rhodes. But her shot off the mark. And Wallace the rebound for the Lions.
Not a bad shot to get with only 1 second
left
on the
clock. No, it was not. Wallace driving in against Haley Rhodes. Rhodes, good defense out to Brueggemann now. Three-pointer off the back of the iron, no. And the rebound caroms all the way out to the free throw line to Veronica Charles. Bounce pass low block to Haley Rhodes. Backing in against her defender. Put it up. Hit the bottom of the backboard. No good. And Brueggemann the rebound. Gives it off to Wallace. She'll slow it up as she walks through the eagle beak at center court. Now floats to the left. Passes to the right side to Cunningham outside the arc. 15 on the shot clock as Cunningham underhands it to Wallace at the head of the key. Three-pointer just outside the arc. I thought her foot might be on the line, but referee Neil Berger said, no, that's a three-pointer. It's good. On the other end, a blocking foul as Melissa Secchiaroli goes strong to the hole, lays it in, and Mel a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play.
What a great moment for an and-one right after Lindenwood comes back and ties the game.
It's now 10-8 Morehead State as Lindenwood had briefly tied it, but good transition basketball by Morehead State pays off.
And Lindenwood is playing good transition defense. Morehead State has just been really pushing that tempo, really getting to the rim.
I was talking to Dean Harden on our TV crew before the game, and we agree, Lindenwood, when you watch them on tape, looks like a much better team than their record really indicates. They're fundamentally sound and play pretty solid basketball.
And they've been a lot more competitive this year.
Yeah. Secchiaroli made the free throw. It's 11-8 Morehead State as Lindenwood sets up shop in the half court. To our left, an errant pass and a steal by Morehead State's Katie Novick. She'll cross midcourt and give it to Secchiaroli. Right back to Novick, high right. Guarded by Wallace. Gets around a screen. Pick and roll to Blessing King. Missed the layup. And Cunningham the rebound for Lindenwood. That was a golden opportunity missed by the Eagles.
Everything was perfect except for the finish.
Yep. Wallace cut off by King. Left of the lane. Cross-court pass to Stevie Lockhart, who checked in recently, to Cunningham. Pull-up jumper from about 14. No good, but she crashes in to get her own miss. Gets it back out to Wallace. Fakes the three against King. Gives it instead to Scoff on the left side. Left elbow to Arnland. Right back to Wallace. Tries to get around Novick. Drives the lane. Scoops too strong. And King a rebound for Morehead State. Hands it immediately to Charles to work it up the left side of the floor.
And that's an offense that looks like it doesn't have its identity.
Yeah.
Brueggemann's not out there.
Charles aggressively to the hole. Off-balance layup, no good, but she draws contact, and she'll go to the line for two.
They were all passing it around the outside looking for who was going to take it, right? I mean, there was a lot of opportunity. They just didn't go after it.
We've hit our first media timeout of the game, 4:03 to play opening quarter. Morehead State with an 11-8 lead over Lindenwood here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Back at Johnson Arena, 4:03 remaining in the first quarter, and the women of Morehead State with the 11-8 advantage over Lindenwood. And Veronica Charles about ready to make a trip to the free throw line to hopefully tack on to that lead. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, your thoughts in the early going.
Tom, it looks like both teams are executing their keys to the game pretty well. MSU plus three extra possessions, two of those being offensive rebounds, so they're doing a good job on the glass. Also out-rebounding them 8-4 total. And then Lindenwood, 2-4 on three. So they're hitting 50%. Obviously, that would be pretty remarkable if they kept that up. But they're doing what both teams are trying to do pretty well.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers, brought to you by Wes Holland, as Veronica Charles makes both free throws and extends the Eagle lead to 5. Full court pressure by the Eagles, but the Lions handle it well as Alyssa Nielsen brings it across midcourt. Wallace has it out top to Cunningham, to the curling Nielsen. Right back to Wallace on the left wing. She tries to penetrate, kicks it back out to Kaylin Evans, who will back it outside the arc straight away. Good switching defense by the Eagles, but then a breakdown down low, but Arnlin can't get the layup. She got her own miss. Kicked it back out to Evans, but her shot attempt came after the shot clock had expired, as that Nielsen layup try did not catch iron at all, so a shot clock violation.
What a big missed opportunity right there. Woo! Somehow she got free wide open standing underneath the rim.
Again, full court pressure. Now the Lions will back off as Charles brings it across the division line left side, hands it off to Novick outside the hash. She'll work the left sideline. Crossover dribble and spins around her defender. Evans kicks it near corner to Soderlund. Her three-pointer is short, and here come the Lions in transition, but Morehead State got back nicely. Wallace with the basketball. Takes it to the right wing and hands it momentarily there to Nielsen. Right back to Wallace. Crossover dribble and moves in against King. And a whistle for a turnover as it was a travel.
That's a good call.
It was.
Blessing King is upset about something.
Oh, my goodness. Now they're saying it was a foul on Blessing King. The initial call, I thought, was a travel, but Neil Berger, the near side official, came in and said, no, I saw contact.
Baseline official, you had the best view of that, definitely called it a walk.
It was the official furthest from the contact that made that call. Arnlin takes the inbounds, gets it out to Evans. Pounding the dribble, picks it up now, guarded by Veronica Charles. Gets it to Alyssa Nielsen, and an illegal screen call on Kaylin Evans of Lindenwood. Maybe a little makeup.
There's some L'Oreal in that call.
Yep.
Just a little bit of...
Eagles have the basketball. Charles getting some instructions from the bench, then crosses midcourt. Pulls up just inside the top of the key. Jumper from there, spins out, no, and a nice rebound by Haley Rhodes. Puts it back up, no good. Blessing King momentarily had the offensive rebound, but had it knocked out of her hands, and they're saying King was last to touch. The officials are consulting, and they're going to say Morehead State will keep it. I think that's the right call.
I'm going to have to talk to my youngest daughter, Lucy, to give me an up-to-date makeup brand so I can start saying that whenever I see a makeup call.
Cover girl.
Exactly. You're as dated as I am,
yep.
Tom.
Yep. Charles drives left side of the lane, cut off, and kicks it out to the right point to Haley Rhodes, and she's fouled by Lindenwood's Michaela Wallace reaching in. We mentioned Wallace and Morehead State's Veronica Charles, two of the top three steals leaders in the OVC and two of the front runners for OVC Defensive Player of the Year. So a nice defensive matchup between those two to watch today. Haley Rhodes at the line as that foul put Morehead State in the bonus, I
think. Although, yes, that is correct. Haley Rhodes' first free throw off the front of the rim, no good.
And Rhodes has done a much better job at the free throw line later in the season. She had some struggles early, so her overall percentage is not quite as strong.
66% coming in, gets the second to fall. And it's 14-8 Morehead State. Rhodes will head to the bench. Skylar Barnes back on the floor for the Eagles. Barnes with only 1 point in the last three games. She has really cooled off offensively, but still a nice defensive addition to the Eagle lineup.
I was just thinking I'd like to see her have a get-right game tonight before the tournament.
Wallace hounded by Charles, picks up her dribble, gets it out straight away to Lockhart. Drives, kicks. Hesitation move by Scoff. Got around her defender. Pull-up jumper from 10 is on the money. Nicely done by Scoff. 14-10 Eagles. Charles streaking the other way. Stops at the free throw line and will float it back out to Seki Aroli, who leaves it for Novick. She'll float to the near or to the far hash, excuse me. Double team. Gets it to Seki Aroli with 13 to shoot. Now to Charles. She'll back it out to the center circle to reset with 8 on the shot clock. It's a screen from King. Step back long, two, bounces around, won't go. King the offensive board. And she'll get it back out to Charles to reset.
And, Tom, I think MSU is going to have to go away from these high screens.
Yeah.
They're getting the traps off of that screen really easy.
And try another one with the high screen from King. This time Charles gives it to the curling Novick. Got around her defender, laid it up and in, and a blocking foul. We'll send Novick to the free throw line. That foul on Selena Arnland, and another and one opportunity for the Eagles.
And that shot has a ridiculous degree of difficulty. It doesn't look like it in real time, but she put that ball straight up into the air to go over the hands of the defender with that floater.
Paris McBride getting ready to check in, but she'll replace Novick, who's at the free throw line.
When the ball hits above the square on the glass and then drops into the goal. That's tough.
Novick leaves it short, but got her own miss and laid it up and in. Headsy play by Katie Novick. Knew she'd missed it. Wasn't blocked out. And Katie Novick, with over a minute left in the first quarter, already in double figures with 11. She has 11 of Morehead State's 18 points as Lindenwood calls a timeout. It's 18-10, Morehead State leading the Lions. Not sure if that was a 30-second. I believe it was, so we'll keep it here. What a play by Katie Novick.
Boy, coming off of the line to get that rebound. You know, and that's why you got the immediate timeout from Coach Egan, because that is just an effort play, Tom. That is when you know your team is just not trying, frankly, at that point. Because you've got four people between the goal and that player coming off the free throw line, which one of those four people is automatically assigned to block out that person. there's one immediately assigned and then three behind them. There's no way that should ever happen.
Eagles with their largest lead now, 18-10, as the inbounds comes to Wallace. She's guarded the length of the floor by McBride, but now McBride will retreat back into the half court. Ahead to Scoff, who gives it to Cunningham. Curls around the top of the key, works right side of the lane, and goes up strong and puts it in over Haley Rhodes. Under a minute to play in the first quarter, it's 18-12 Eagles.
Lindenwood needs a lot more of that from Cunningham. That was a good aggressive drive by her, and she's an incredible athlete.
Seki Aroli has it high right, floats it back out top to Rhodes between the rings. 13 to shoot as she gets it to McBride. Floats down the arc and now back up the arc. Straight away goes left wing to Skylar Barnes. Pull it passed underneath to Jaden Rhodes, who lays it up and through.
That's right between two Lindenwood defenders in the post.
Here comes Cunningham the other way. Hesitation move gets around Rhodes, but Rhodes does a nice job making up ground. Blocked Cunningham's shot, but got her with the body in the process. That personal foul on Haley will send Cunningham to the free throw line.
If you're Coach Egan for Lindenwood, this is a tough spot to be in. How do you keep your team motivated to fight through this last game? Because this is a pride game, Tom.
Oh, and it's a young team too, Wes. 9 freshmen on that Lindenwood roster. They're still making that transition from D2 to D1, only their second year at the Division I level. Cunningham makes the first of two free throws. But still, very much a rebuilding effort by Lindenwood. Cunningham makes the second. It's back to a six-point game, 20-14. McBride, desperation heave from about 35 feet off the mark, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books at Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State leading Lindenwood 20-14 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' six locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA bone-in pork sirloin roast is just $1.49 a pound. 2 8-ounce packs of Sargento shredded or natural sliced cheese is only $5. The large 48-ounce carton of Dean's Country Fresh ice cream, just $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State leading Lindenwood 20-14 after one quarter of action in the women's half of today's women's men's OVC doubleheader. I'm Tom, he's Wes, and Sensei, you have taught me well in the art of the extra possession. Wes was taking some notes, and I said, you know what, Morehead State's plus nine in extra possessions. Wes said, I just wrote that down.
The pupil has become the master, yes, at this point. Remarkable numbers. How do you get outshot in every single category and still have a six-point lead? Plus nine extra possessions, yes. Plus five offensive rebounds, plus four in turnovers. That's how you do that, Tom.
Eagles have the basketball to start quarter two. Veronica Charles floats down the arc to the left side, hands it to Soderlund, right back to Charles. Curls into the lane, stops, pops, rims in and out, no good. Floor rebound taken away by Scoff.
And that was an aggressive, physical defensive possession by Lindenwood right there. They came out on fire.
Wallace working man-to-man, guarded by Novick, gives it off at the top of the key to Arnland. Floats it inside to the curling Brueggemann. She'll take it to the far corner and give it to Scoff. Tries an up-and-under move against Rhodes. Rose says no, no, no. Back to Brueggemann. Three to shoot. Step-back three-pointer. Dances high off the back of the iron and over the backboard, and Morehead State will get it.
Even when she doesn't hit it, that's a good-looking shot.
It is.
My gosh.
And what a quick release.
Yeah. So I was going to say it was a step-back from 4 feet behind the line, yeah, and it was just instant.
Charles will bring it across midcourt, works the right side of the floor, and again a high screen that results in a double team, but Charles able to pass out of it to Haley Rhodes, and then a body foul called against Michaela Wallace of Lindenwood. That's her second. She's their defensive specialist, and that's two on her already here in just over a minute into the second quarter. Wallace will check out, and Elisa Nilsson will check back in. Rhodes will inbound it to Charles outside the left hash. Again, a double team by Lindenwood, and it forces a turnover as Charles airmails a cross-court pass intended for Soderlund.
Sometimes you don't want to be right, but I'm telling you, you got to get away from that. Yeah. That offense is not built to handle that high screen trap like that.
Cunningham manning the point with Wallace on the bench. Floats to the left, now back to the right between the rings. Passes to the far corner to Nielsen. Gets it back out to Cunningham. To Brueggemann on the left wing, back out to Cunningham. She tries an entry pass, but deflected away nicely by Novick, and Charles comes up with the loose ball. She'll streak the other way, kicks it to Novick. Wide open three from the right wing, off the front of the iron, no. And Scoff will get the ball off the floor with the rebound to Cunningham. Down to Nielsen in transition. Her layup blocked out of bounds by King, but King also called for the personal in the process.
Oh, Nielsen. When Nielsen gets comfortable with that finish, she's going to be tough to guard. Like right there, she did a hop going into that finish instead of just going straight up off of the run. Easy 2 points if she'd just gone up with it. She had two steps.
That was the second personal foul on Blessing King, and that's going to result in her making a premature trip to the bench as Jaden Rhodes checks back in for Morehead State. She joins her twin Haley with Katie Novick, Matilda Soderlund, and Veronica Charles on the floor for Morehead State.
And that's a big deal. I won't say the MVP, but I'll say the biggest game changer that Morehead State has is Blessing King. Her defense and rebounding changes the entire complexion of how this team runs.
Some more shot clock problems. The one above the Lindenwood basket went out completely, and looks like they've got that resolved. And so Nielsen will make that trip to the line. She's a 77% free throw shooter. First one is perfect. 20-15, Morehead State. Nielsen, second free throw, got it. 20-16. Lindenwood falls back into the half court defensively this time, and Novick will cross the division line, then float to the left, hands it off to the curling Charles. Near corner to Sekiaroli, almost lost it, tracks it down and gets it back out to Charles. Crossover dribble, works the right side of the lane, scoops it up way too strong. Loose basketball. Cunningham comes away with it for Lindenwood. Gives it to Scoff. Nearly taken away from behind by Charles, but she gets it to Cunningham. Kicks it near side to Brueggemann. Step back three, left it short, but a nice offensive rebound. But then taken away. It was Arnland, but it was taken out of her hands. Here's Sekiaroli on the other end. Layup, no good. And Nielsen the rebound to Cunningham. She'll come up the far sideline into the offensive end to our left. Scoff comes out to take it from Cunningham and leaves it right there for Cunningham. Charles picks her up between the rings. She'll float down the arc to the left. Now double-teamed by Jaden Rhodes. Got it to Arnland, to Nielsen. Her shot attempt blocked out of bounds. Was that Haley Rhodes who got that?
That was.
Clean block. 5 seconds remain on the shot clock. Cunningham will trigger the rebound, or the inbound, excuse me. Looked down low initially, but had to float it out to Arnland. Doesn't know the shot clock has come down, and by the time she got it off to her teammate Lockhart, it was too late. Another shot clock violation on Lindenwood.
And you know, we've seen back-to-back possessions from the Eagles where they've had a chance. They could have finished at the rim, and they didn't. Yeah, 6 of 12 right now on the finish. You can't do 50% at the rim.
Eagles struggled with layups on Thursday night against Southeast Missouri as well. Novick cross court to Haley Rhodes on the left point. Gives it to Charles. Short pass to Jaden Rhodes to the curling Novick. Stops top of the key. Goes to the far corner to Charles. Gets around her defender. Laid it up no good. But a foul on Lindenwood.
And we're seeing a good offensive adjustment by Coach Petrie here. Now that the guy's second with the free throw. Instead of actually setting those high screens and getting those traps up top, because as I mentioned, this offense is not built to handle those really well, they're faking the screen. The defender jumps like they're going to trap over, and then the person who doesn't screen drops towards the goal. Really subtle adjustment that's made it a lot harder for Lindenwood.
Foul was on Nielsen. Charles makes the first of two free throws. She has 3 points now today, all from the free throw line. Misses the second. And the rebound to Arnland. Cunningham will now bring it up the far sideline. Double teamed, but gets it away to Brueggemann. Around the horn to Scoff. Tries to penetrate on the angle, cut off by Haley Rhodes, or Jaden Rhodes rather, back to Brueggemann. She misses a three-point try. Morehead State in a hurry the other way. Novick drives in and puts it up and in over Brueggemann. Another transition bucket for the Eagles, the lead back to seven. Cunningham got it to Brueggemann. 12-foot jumper from the left side of the lane is good. 23-18, Morehead State, the lead and the leather. And too much contact on the perimeter as Charles was trying to dribble around Arnland, and Arnland got her with the body.
She picked that knee up to keep her from going around the corner.
Brueggemann will get a breather for the Lions. Lockhart back in to replace her. Charles takes the inbound for Morehead State, works on the right wing. Now out high left to Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble, got around her defender, Nielsen, and lays it up and in off the glass.
Haley's a magician on the left side
she
of the
is.
Rim, isn't she?
That has become her trademark offensive move. Nearly perfected. Cunningham blows by Charles, puts it up. No good. Rebound tap to Novick. She'll come the other way, but doesn't have the numbers, and then has it taken away from behind by Cunningham. And Novick bumps Cunningham out of bounds and will be called for the personal foul.
You just said something I don't know if we've said all year, Tom.
Blow by
Charles.
Yes.
That's a tough job right there. Cunningham is fast. Yep. I mean, that is a fast, fast player.
Another substitution for Lindenwood as Mary McGrath checks in. The mysterious case of Mary McGrath. She averaged last year 12.6 rebounds. Those averages down to 3 and 2 this year. She had double-doubles in both meetings against Morehead State last season, but her playing time has gone down severely this season. She's got the basketball at the right elbow, and Veronica Charles just picked up a foul trying to reach in for the steal.
And you'll take a couple of those fouls from V in a game, because she does. She so many of those are paid off with a steal. That if you get a couple of them that are fouls, you'll take it.
That's just number one on V. And Lindenwood will inbound from the baseline. It's floated into Nielsen. Right elbow extended. Gives it to the curling Lockhart. Guarded by Soderlin. Kicks it back out to Cunningham. She'll float back up and around the top of the arc. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Scoff. Six to shoot as Scoff penetrates against Novick. Up and under move, and oh my goodness, should have been a travel. Instead, it's another foul on Morehead State, and if that's on Novick, that's her second.
Once you pick a pivot foot, you don't get to move that one twice.
That's that double Euro step we talked about earlier in the season. Media timeout, 4:48 to play. In the second quarter, and it's Morehead State leading Lindenwood 25-18 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
25-18, Moorhead State leading Lindenwood with 4:48 to play in the first half here at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena. Tom and Wes with you. So far, Moorhead State being virtually carried offensively by Katie Novick. Wes, 13 points, 6 of 7 from the floor.
Virtually nothing. If you're not named Katie Novick on the Eagles roster right now, you are 3 of 16. You are, let me say that again, you're under 15%, right?
Wow.
You're at 15% if you are not named Katie Novick. She is 6-7. If it was not for Novick at this point, this is a completely different looking game.
Incredible. Ellie Brueggemann remains on the bench for Lindenwood. We talked about how important her three-point shooting is. She struggled of late, though, Wes. Last two games coming into this when she was held to single-digit scoring and was only 3 of 13 from deep in those two games. And so far today, just 1 of 6 from long range.
And as we mentioned, she was going to have to get hot from outside if they were going to be able to compete in this game. They're going to have a couple of those fall. And they are not. 1 of 6 so far.
Maya Scoff at the free throw line cashes in on a couple and cuts the Moorhead State lead back to 5, 25-20.
You really shouldn't scoff at the other team, Tom. It's not kind.
Haley Rhodes, right wing, got it to her twin down low. Jaden's first shot blocked, got it back, puts it up again, rolls it over the front of the rim and through. 27-20 Moorhead State. Cunningham across midcourt, splitting the center circle. Picked up out high by Charles. Maintains her dribble. Floats to the left side of the top of the arc now and down to the wing. Jaden Rhodes comes out to double team. Got it down inside to McGrath, but she gets cut off. Now Scoff at the apex of the arc. She travels. Another good defensive trip for Moorhead State.
That was excellent anticipation by Jaden Rhodes to come out and force the ball out of Cunningham's hands right here at the top of the wing.
Initially thought the help was going to be slow on the entry pass, but Moorhead State corrected quickly and forced the turnover. Haley Rhodes will underhand it to Secchi Aroli. She'll come back out to the top of the key. Gives it to Charles now on the left wing. Puts it on the floor, into the lane, scoops it up. It won't go, but she's fouled by Scoff. Charles went to the floor on the baseline, up quickly though.
That is one thing her entire career, Tom, we've been able to count on, is that aggressiveness of Charles. If she is not making her field goal attempts, if she's having she's struggling with her shot, she will get to the line. And she will hit, 85% plus?
Yes. Well, 80%. First one up here, good. Might be over 80% again after that. 28-20 Moorhead State. Charles with a second free throw here.
There is an art to knowing how to manufacture points.
Yeah. And she has 5 of them now today, all from the charity stripe. Nielsen passes to Brueggemann, cross court to Stevie Lockhart. Cut off trying to drive baseline against Soderlund. And will kick it back out between the rings to Brueggemann. Dribbles down the left side of the arc. Penetrates. Pull-up jumper is no good, but a good offensive rebound from the backside by McGrath. Out to Lockhart, now to Cunningham. Working it in against Jaden Rhodes. Missed the shot. Charles the rebound. She'll come the other way in a hurry. And then comes back out and then tries to penetrate again. Goes to the floor. And that foul will go on Cunningham. Wasn't a lot of contact. It was more a lost footing for Charles.
I think that foul belongs on G-Force, which is when Charles was trying to plant and move.
So V back to the line. Again, 5 points today, all from the free throw line. She's 0 of 6 from the field.
Brueggemann with another good look that just couldn't get it to go down.
Oh, that was not a good looking
first free throw from Charles, way short. Barely grazed the iron.
That's my bad. That's my bad completely. I jinxed that one.
The broadcaster's jinx. Second one rattles in, out, and back in. And it's a double-digit lead for the Eagles, and they force a turnover with full-court pressure. Cunningham trying to get the ball back to Nielsen and pass too tall.
Do you call that forcing a turnover? I don't know. I feel like receiving a turnover may be the right way to go.
I want to give the Eagles credit, though, you know?
That's true.
They have played good defense today so far. Charles floats over near the left hash. Crossover dribble. Drives off the angle. Lays it up and in. Her first basket of the day. Her eighth point. And it's 32-20 Eagles. Full court pressure handled nicely that time by Lindenwood. And Brueggemann left wide open for a left wing three and makes it count.
The switch was late on that one, Tom.
Yes. Brueggemann's first three-point basket of the day. Make it her second, excuse me. She's got 8 points, and it's 32-23 MSU. Rhodes gets around a defender, lays it up and in. Worked the right side of the rim that time. And a timeout called by Coach Amy Egan of Lindenwood.
She's seen enough of that. That was the second time in a row they just about voluntarily threw it out of bounds.
Yep. So a 30-second timeout. Morehead State has made its last three field goal tries. And the shooting percentage for the Eagles up to 44% now on the day. 12 of 27. Lindenwood only 7 of 21, 33%. As we go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
The defense has been excellent, as you mentioned, and they have really stuck to that defense rebound run philosophy. They've been getting down the court in early offense, which you've heard me say it so many times this year. When this team gets into early offense and does not let the defense harden, they're really tough to stop.
Yeah.
They have good passes. They have good motion. It's when they just try to back it out and work that slow half-court game that they do not have the ability to do that well.
And you talked early on one of the keys, controlling the boards, and Morehead State so far has not allowed even a single second-chance point to the Lions. Lindenwood basketball with the ball now. Kalia Sain, who just checked in for the first time, got it to Cunningham. Now to McGrath, back to Cunningham. She'll try to drive right baseline. Kicks it to Sain on the other side. Jumper crawls across the neck of the iron, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And the Eagles will get possession. 2:01 to play in the half. Inbounds comes to Charles. She'll be picked up three-quarter court by Cunningham. Gets it across the timeline. Bounce pass out top to Haley Rhodes. Comes around a screen from her twin sister. Crossover dribble. Shot off the side of the backboard, but caromed right back to Haley. She'll get it out to Veronica Charles. Six to shoot. Charles penetrates, drives, scoops, scores, count it, foul.
I don't know how that ball went in. It looked like it was hitting the side of the rim.
Yep. Foul on Stevie Lockhart.
A little bit of English on that one.
Some English from the Nigerian.
That's right. It rolled from the side over the top of the rim. That's amazing. But that was all set up, and I love this out of a player. Haley Rhodes made a terrible shot.
Yes.
Shoots it off the side of the backboard. You know what? No reaction from her.
No.
No noise, no hands going in the air. Calmly gets the rebound, kicks it back out to reset the play.
Give Charles the three-point play. That moves her into double figures. She has 11 now, joining Katie Novick in double figures. On the other end, it's Brueggemann. Right block, got it to the cutting Sain in the lane. Can't get the layup to go. And Charles the rebound. The other way for Morehead State to Sekiaroli. Left wing three on the way. Too strong off the back of the rim. And McGrath the rebound. She'll dribble the other way for Lindenwood. Gets it out to Evans, high left. Guarded by Jaden Rhodes. Comes around the top of the key. And gets it to Sain. Penetrates against Haley Rhodes. But Haley cuts her off as she cuts through the lane to Brueggemann. Three-pointer on the way. Rims in and out. No. Fight for the rebound goes to the floor. We've got a tie-up. And Lindenwood will keep possession.
And Brueggemann just cannot find the range.
again, so close to being in. Probably hit three different sides of that rim and pops out.
She's now 2 of 9 from long range on the afternoon. Skylar Barnes checks back in for Morehead State, replacing Soderlund as Cunningham has the inbounds pass. Out to Sing. Fake the three. Gets it off to McGrath. Tries to back in against Jaden Rhodes. Can't. Out to Evans. Straightaway three. Right on the money. Evans eclipsed the 600-point mark and was a JUCO All-American at Morton College last year. Hasn't been a huge offensive force this season for Lindenwood, but looked really good on that shot. 2 second difference between shot and game clock. The Eagles have 13 seconds to get off a shot here to end the half.
This is a great matchup.
Haley Rhodes guarded out top by Sane, reaching in, no foul. Rhodes drives left side, up off the glass and in. Desperation heave, nowhere close the other way, and the first half will come to an end. So, as she's done so many times this season, Haley Rhodes with that lay-in from the left side, and that gives Morehead State a 13-point halftime lead, 39-26. We'll step out for 2 minutes and come back with our halftime festivities after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Halftime at Johnson Arena. The women of Morehead State leading Lindenwood by a count of 39-26. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, hearkening back to our pregame keys to the game, Morehead State control the glass and play with energy. So far, they've been up to that task.
They absolutely have. Plus 5 on rebounds total, plus 4 on the offensive glass. That's the big one, right? And plus 5 on turnovers. So plus 9 extra possessions. And on the other side, you're looking at 4 of 10 on three-point shooting is not that bad.
No.
I'm wondering why they have not been trying to get more of that action around the top or the wing to get some more of those shots, because they're actually shooting pretty good out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little surprising to see that out of this team.
Again, your halftime score, Morehead State 39, Lindenwood 26. We'll take another break and come back with our MSU halftime segment and then a closer look at some of our halftime numbers and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5.
Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Bernadette Barton, professor of sociology and coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Dr. Barton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this Cultural Competency Certificate is a couple years old-ish right now. And what was the need, whether across campus or within our society, that made you and your colleagues decide that this was something that should be offered to students?
Well, this was actually proposed by the Council on Post-Secondary Education, and our previous associate provost, Dr. Lori Couch, came to myself and Dr. Connie Hardesty and asked us to spearhead this cultural competency certificate. And she said, if you get on it, you know, MSU may be one of the first public universities in the state to create it. And indeed, we are. We're the first to have a certificate program for undergraduate students, an 18-hour program. And what the cultural competency certificate does is introduce, reinforce, and foster mastery of the basic elements of cultural competence, including knowledge, self-awareness, and application of diversity, inclusion, and equity concepts. So basically, we live, as you know, and many of our listeners know, in a fairly homogeneous area. Mm-hmm. So what the cultural competency certificate does is allow students the opportunity to take a wide variety of classes that expose them to the ideas, beliefs, backgrounds of people of diverse backgrounds, and give them the tools and expertise to meet folks where they are and help them and support them and connect with them in ways that are valuable both in their personal lives and for employers.
Specifically, it's an 18-hour program, mm-hmm. Program of study. What kind of classes are they going to be taking? I don't know if you want to just tell us the titles of some classes.
The classes are Introduction to Sociology, International Culture and Diversity, Race and Ethnicity, and Introduction to Gender Studies. So those four classes are the core. And then students can take two other electives from a wide variety of classes across the university. That includes classes in history, criminology, political science, education, library science, and nursing. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to have a class, you know, in the certificate program from every discipline in the university. So every single major at MSU can, you know, take, you know, get the certificate with a class in their topical major.
And as students are graduating, are are they finding this a marketable kind of piece of information to put on a resume as employers are looking at those?
Yes, I've taught the sociology capstone course for years and years and years, so I've spent a lot of time with students helping them develop their resumes and cover letters and thinking about grad school. And it's hard for students when they don't necessarily have a lot of work experience. There isn't a lot for them to put on their resumes. Mm-hmm. So the cultural competency certificate is just a wonderful thing for them to be able to put on there that shows they have a useful skill that's valuable to employers, because we are indeed a more and more diverse world as we get into the second decade of the 21st century.
Dr. Barton, thank you so much for telling us about this program of study. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Bernadette Barton, Professor of Sociology and Coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online, or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Back at Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University. Halftime, Morehead State leading Lindenwood 39-26 in today's women's game. Before we look at our halftime stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is MSU Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. In the first half, Lindenwood was 8 of 25 from the floor, 32%, 4 of 10 from three-point range, 40%, and they hit all six of their free throw tries. Morehead State, 14 of 31, 45.2%, only 1 of 6 from outside the arc, 16.7%, and 10 of 15 from the charity stripe, 66.7%. Rebounding battle squarely in Morehead State's favor right now, 20 to 15, including a 9-5 edge on the offensive glass, and that's resulted in a 12-3 advantage in second chance points. Morehead State has turned it over only four times. They forced 9 Lion turnovers. Morehead State being led in scoring by Katie Novick with 13. She's 6 of 7 from the floor in the first half. Veronica Charles, 11 points, 7 of those at the free throw line. 5 assists and 2 steals as well for Charles. 7 points for Haley Rhodes, 4 points for Jaden Rhodes, 3 for Seki Aroli, and 1 for Blessing King, who has 5 rebounds at halftime. For Lindenwood, it's 8 points from Ellie Brueggemann leading the way. 6 points for Scoff. 4 for Cunningham. 3 apiece for Evans and Wallace. And 2 for Alyssa Nielsen. Again, your halftime score, Morehead State 39, Lindenwood 26. We'll take one more break and come back with our second half here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
It's really good. 39-26, Morehead State leading Lindenwood as we get set for our second half. Wes, your thoughts as far as you look at the numbers coming out of that first half?
But this is a 13-point game, MSU lead, and I'm going to tell you something surprising. They have played exactly as well in the half court as Lindenwood has so far, Tom. They are playing exactly the same game to a T, because when you look at second chance points, MSU plus 9, fast break points, MSU plus 4, that's how many points?
13,
and it's a 13-point lead.
And the Eagles can add to it with the first possession of half number 2 as Haley Rhodes has the basketball between the circles, trouble getting it to Veronica Charles, working through some defensive pressure, but finally does, penetrates, drives, scoops, and scores. Bodies to the floor, no whistle. The Veronica Charles now with 13 points and the Eagles with a 15-point advantage, 41-26. Brueggemann working against Soderlund across midcourt. Floats it to the top of the key to Cunningham. Waiting for Justice Odom to move. Finally does. Charles jabs it out of Cunningham's hands, but Cunningham tracks it back down. Outside to Brueggemann. Harassed by Soderlund. Gets it into the lane to Odom. Has trouble corralling it. Has to track it down, kicks it far corner to Wallace, drives baseline, scoops it just before the shot clock expires and lays it in. 41-28 Eagles. Novick floats to the left side as she comes into the front court, curls to the top of the key, far corner to Charles. She'll slide back up the arc, then a crossover dribble, can't get around Wallace, fadeaway jumper right on the money. V feeling it now, was slow to start from the field in the first half, but two quick buckets here in half number 2, and it's 43-28 Morehead State.
Classic V. Charles. She loves that step back, fadeaway jumper from mid-range.
Wallace back on the floor. Was on the bench much of the first half with two fouls. Tried to get it inside. Instead gives it up to Cunningham on the left wing. She'll come back around the top of the arc. Drives around Charles, but missed the shot, but then took the ball right out of Blessing King's hands. Missed the putback. But then Michaela Wallace, the rebound and the follow.
Two offensive rebounds and 2 second chance points. That's not a good possession right there.
Charles methodically across midcourt. Comes around a King screen. Goes to Soderlund on the right side. Back out to Charles on the right point. Over to Novick, high left. Crossover dribble, got around Wallace, but picked up by Justice Odom on the block. And then she's bumped to the floor, but a call for a travel. My goodness. Whew. It's hard not to travel when someone knocks you over.
I think that's a fair statement right there. That Katie seems to have pretty good possession, pretty good pivot foot plant, yep. Ready to go. That looked like it was a lot of contact. And
Kayla Petrie asking for an explanation about something. Morehead State will apply some full court pressures. Scoff gets it in to Cunningham, right back to Scoff. She'll dribble ahead quickly into the front court. Takes it to the low block. Gets cut off by King. Kicks it to Wallace. Thought about the three. Now drives on the angle. Leaves her layup short. Odom, the offensive rebound and the putback. And she is fouled as well. And not a good sequence here for Morehead State over the last minute or so.
Not at all, Tom. And the Eagles have got to be careful right here. They cannot get comfortable. A 13-point lead at the half, yes, that's wonderful. That's a lot of basketball to play. And, yeah, we talked in the first half. Lindenwood doesn't have a whole lot to play for. If they come back and they're fiery in this second half, this could be tough.
Justice Odom's free throw up and good. Give her a 3-point play and back to a 10-point ball game, 43-33. Charles in a hurry drives right side of the lane, kicks to Secchiaroli. She'll come back out near the right hash, tries to drive forward, does get a step around Cunningham, lays it up with the left hand, no good, and a strong rebound by Odom to Cunningham. Catches Morehead State a little unawares on defense, kicks it far corner to Scoff, who's on the mark with a three.
A possession where there is zero passes and you take it to the goal like Mel just did is not what you're looking for to stop a run.
And Morehead State wants a timeout. The lead back down to 7, 43-36, 6:56 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Start to half number two for Morehead State as Lindenwood has gone on an 8-0 run over the last minute, 14 seconds, and they've cut the Eagle lead back down to 7, 43-36. Tom and Wes with you. Wes, kind of a lull, one of the very few we've seen this game so far for Morehead State.
It is, and we're going to see how they respond to that timeout, see how they come out from it. When you watch in the first minute of the second half, almost half of your lead disappear, hopefully that creates a little bit of a desperation in you, and you come back out. They may have been a little comfortable with that lead that they had.
And give Lindenwood credit. They didn't just lie down. Again, they're out of contention for the OVC tournament, but playing with some pride here to start the second half and giving Morehead State a game.
That was as hard as we've seen them play coming out of the halftime.
Charles gives it to Haley Rhodes. She's on the left point, trying to get around a screen from her twin. Instead, gets it back out to Charles. Cut off, trying to penetrate right angle. Step back jumper from three on the right point. No good. Basketball jabbed And it will go out of bounds off of Lindenwood. So Morehead State catches a bit of a break. They'll keep the ball with 20 to shoot.
And let's see how they break off of this out of bounds play. But it looks like they may be dropping into a 2-3 zone.
Inbounds comes to Charles on the left side. She'll walk it back up the arc. Out between the rings now.
They did not.
Leaves it for Haley Rhodes. Floats it down low to Jaden Rhodes, but it's a bit off the mark. Deflected out of bounds. It will carry them off of the Lions. So still Eagle basketball, but only 8 on the timer. Charles will trigger the inbound baseline down to our left. Tries to float it out top to Haley Rhodes, nearly overthrew her, but she tracks it down before it gets to the timeline to Charles. Kicks it to Sekiaroli. Contested three off the front of the iron, no good, as the shot clock was about to expire. Lindenwood, the defensive rebound. Wallace across midcourt through the center circle. Floats to the left hash, bounce pass back out to Scoff. Around the horn to Cunningham, guarded by Charles. Floats it down to the low block to Odom. Backs it in against Jaden Rhodes. Puts it up. Air ball. And the ball goes out of bounds. Morehead State will get possession.
That's a very forced shot by Odom there. Facing the wrong direction, using the wrong arm. I think she'd like to have that one back.
Yeah. Odom a 47% shooter on the year, so typically not too bad. But, yeah, that was not a good look. Sekiaroli, a little jab step, guarded by Wallace. Gets it out to Jaden Rhodes, around to Charles on the left wing. Takes it into the lane, scoops it up and in with the left hand off the glass. Veronica Charles now with 17 points. It's 45-36 Eagles. Odom again on the low block, guarded by Jaden Rhodes. Kicks it across to Scoff on the left wing. Puts it on the floor, takes it into the lane, scoops it up. Shot blocked, but Jaden Rhodes fouled her in the process, and that will put Scoff at the line.
Good call right there. Jaden definitely got several different parts of Scoff on that shot.
So Scoff at the line.
And you have to wonder a little bit, is it the fouls or is it maybe some of the health with Blessing King not getting as many minutes down there? We've seen a lot of Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah, good point. Scoff on the mark with her first free throw. Puts her in double figures now with 10. Second one up, it's good. And it is now 45-38. Morehead State, the lead and the basketball. Charles splits the center circle, then floats to the left point. Leaves it there for Soderlund. Couple of dribbles. Back to Charles, guarded by Brueggemann. Gets around a screen from Haley Rhodes. Stops at the right elbow, then backs it back outside the arc and trudges ahead again. Tried to scoop it up, but it's blocked, and Cunningham with the basketball. To Wallace, working up the far side of the floor. Gets it out to Scoff between the circles. Right back to Wallace. Right back to Scoff. To Wallace now on the left wing, guarded by Charles. To Brueggemann. Tries a three-pointer with Matilda Soderlund right in her face. Ball almost went out of bounds, but Cunningham, a heads-up play, saved it back in off of Haley Rhodes.
Backyard style, like you would throw it off your little brother.
I've had that done a few times myself. 4:37 to go, third quarter, media timeout. Morehead State leads Lindenwood 45-38 here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
Every sandwich has bread, Every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
It's 45-38, Moorhead State leading Lindenwood with 4:37 to play in the third quarter here at MSU's Johnson Arena. I'm Tom, he's Wes. Wes, the good news if you're a Moorhead State fan is Lindenwood hasn't scored a basket in the last 2 minutes, 33 seconds. The bad news is the Eagles really haven't been able to do much to take advantage of that.
Right. This was an opportunity. The Eagles could have stretched that lead back out, gotten a little bit of breathing room, and they just haven't been able to. The defense of Lindenwood has been a lot better in the second half.
Scoff takes the inbounds, gets it to Cunningham. She'll float it low block to Odom. Works against Jaden Rhodes, but can't get the turnaround in the lane to go, and Novick comes in for the rebound. She'll dribble up the far sideline and then come around the apex of the arc down the left side of the lane. Scoops with the left hand and got it. Novick did a lot of that early in the first half, and that gives her 15 points on the day.
Novick shields so well with her body going on that left side of the rim for the layup.
Cunningham tried to get around a defender, then finds Justice Odom on the pick and roll, but Odom again misses the point-blank shot and loses the handle out of bounds, but Lindenwood will keep possession. Wallace to trigger the inbound baseline near side. Out to Scoff on the right point. Tried to get into the lane against Novick. Gets cut off at the left elbow. Hands it off to Odom. She'll penetrate against Jaden Rhodes, but good defense by Rhodes prevents the shot from falling. Moorhead State the rebound. Charles around the top of the key. Kicks it to Secchiaroli. Out to Novick at the right hash. Puts down the left-handed dribble. To Charles in the corner, fakes the three, drives against Scoff, pull-up jumper a little too strong, but she'll get her own miss. Works the baseline. Circles back to the free throw line, kicks it far corner to Jaden Rhodes, catch and shoot three, got it! We have not seen Jaden take a lot of threes, but the last few games she's not been shy about trying them, and it puts Moorhead State back up by double digits, 50-38.
And big minutes for Jaden Rhodes filling in for Blessing King. That's a huge deal.
Scoff gets it out to Cunningham. She'll bring it around the top of the key. Tries the baseline jumper. It rims off. No good. Jaden Rhodes the rebound. Gives it to Charles. Harassed by Cunningham as she comes across midcourt. Cunningham now drops off a bit. Charles leaves it for Novick between the circles. Calls the play. Puts down the left-handed dribble. Takes it to the left elbow extended out to Jaden Rhodes. Another long jumper. That one's a two as her foot was on the line. But Jaden Rhodes back-to-back jumpers, five straight points, and Moorhead State increases the lead to 52-38. Cunningham floats it into the lane to Odom. Tries the left-handed baby hook. Can't get it to go. Odom ice cold at point-blank range. Charles streaks the other way. Got it to King in the lane, but she misses the layup. Her putback is good, and she's fouled. As usual, Blessing King hard at work on the boards, and it pays dividends here.
Boy, and that is three on Odom. Yep, it should be three on Odom. That's a tough loss.
Yep.
But really, Jaden Rhodes has played great defense on Odom up to this point.
Odom only 3 points, 1 of 7 from the field. King's free throw, banks it home, and give her a three-point play. Just like that, the Eagles back up 55-38. Wallace with the basketball near the center court circle. Turns it to the top of the arc. Gives it up outside to McGrath. Now to Brueggemann, guarded by Secchiaroli. Hands it off to Wallace. She'll penetrate around King. Floats it up. Off the glass, off the rim, no good. But the rebound tap back to Wallace. To McGrath. Quick jumper on the left baseline, no good. And a whistle and a tie-up called, and the ball will stay with Lindenwood.
Oh, that was quick. That was a really quick call.
Sure was. It looked like a clean swipe by Charles. It would have been her third steal of the day.
Felt like V just took that right out of her hands there.
Baseline inbound comes in to McGrath. She'll hand it to Wallace in the corner. Jab step, tries to get around Blessing King. Can't, kicks it to McGrath. Her baseline jumper from about 12 feet is right on the money.
Do not sleep on Cunningham on that inbound.
No.
She just about picked that off.
Sure did. Eagles will try it again. Lindenwood again keeps that full court pressure applied. Novick gets it into Charles cleanly this time. And Veronica will walk it across the timeline. Floats high left. Tried a crossover dribble. Finally got around Wallace. Kicks it far corner to Novick. Catch and shoot three off the front of the iron. No. Blessing King goes up sky high for the rebound. And another quick jump ball called. This time Morehead State will keep it. But, man, those are some really quick tie-up calls.
I thought that was more likely to be a foul on that one. But you'll see what Jaden hitting those couple of shots is doing. It's open up the middle of the floor.
Novick floats it into Jaden Rhodes. Back to Novick on the left side. Spins but can't get around Cunningham and backs it back out high left. 10 on the shot clock, just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Novick tried the jump shot from 16 straight away. It was blocked by Cunningham. Got it to Secchiaroli. Two to shoot. Secchiaroli tried to get the three-point shot off. It was blocked, and McGrath got the ball. Wallace now quickly ahead to Nielsen. Little up and under move. Got it to go, and she's fouled.
Okay, I'm not going to blame Katie for that one. She's made some rough fouls this year as a freshman. That was not on her.
That will be number three on Katie. And that will put Nielsen at the line for a potential and one. Secchiaroli and Charles to the bench. Soderlund and Haley Rhodes check back in. Novick stays out there with those three fouls. Nielsen's free throw too strong, and King another rebound for Morehead State. That gives her eight for the day. Novick works it into the front court. Staying with her hip-to-hip, Cunningham. Novick now gets a little bit of space, floats to the left. 13 to shoot, 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Bounce pass to Jaden Rhodes on the right side. Spin move in the lane, puts it up and got it. Boy, Jaden Rhodes coming up huge here in the third quarter. Wallace, a nice up and under, but her shot blocked with authority by King. It comes back out to Lindenwood. Nielsen got it, passed it to Wallace on the left side. 8 seconds to play in the third. Brueggemann comes out between the rings to take it, guarded by Soderlund. 28-footer, fade away, got it.
Oh my
goodness. Ellie Brueggemann, unbelievable three-pointer to end the third quarter. But
that was a Clark three-pointer.
Oh,
that was
gosh.
That was logos.
So Lindenwood ends up outscoring Morehead State 19-18 in the third, but the Eagles still with a dozen-point advantage as we go to the final quarter, 57-45, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Set for the fourth quarter here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State leading Lindenwood 57-45 in the women's half of today's OVC basketball doubleheader. Senior day at Johnson Arena. Veronica Charles recognized before the game, and Wes, she's having quite a game here on senior day.
Oh man, 17.6 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals. She is filling the box score.
Lindenwood basketball to start the second half. A trap by Moorhead State. Pays off with a turnover. Haley Rhodes the other way. Misses the layup over Cunningham, but got it back and put it through. Good board work by Haley Rhodes, who's also having a nice day. 13 points and 5 rebounds. And the Eagles back up by 14, 59-45. Cunningham working in against Haley Rhodes, left side, right side of the lane. Misses the pull-up jumper from point blank. Rhodes another rebound. Ahead to Novick. She'll come up the left side of the floor. Now comes between the circles. Looking for some help. Bounce pass to Blessing King. She'll try to penetrate against McGrath. Found Jaden Rhodes cutting from the backside. And Jaden with another bucket.
Speaking of having a good day, oh, that's Jaden Rhodes with 13.
So the Twins are absolutely getting it done for Moorhead State. Wallace, forced outside the arc by Novick. Wallace now floats to the right point. Keeps her dribble. Nice switch by Moorhead State. Double team by Jaden Rhodes. Results in a steal. Gets it to Novick. Back to Jaden Rhodes. She'll leave it high left for Novick. Picks up her dribble. Gets it back to Jaden Rhodes. Back to Novick, curling on the left side. She'll walk it back up the arc. Got around Nielsen, splits defenders. No basket. The layup went, but they're saying it was a floor foul, and it will go against Nielsen.
That's a good call. She did finish it, but it was certainly well before the act. It's interesting. We're seeing Moorhead State now use a little bit of that high trap off of the screens that Lindenwood's been running.
Yep.
Taking a page out of Lindenwood's playbook.
Working well for the Eagles, too. Charles gets it inbounds to King, left side. Hands it right back to Charles. She'll dribble back up to the apex of the arc to Jaden Rhodes. Now to Soderlund. Thought about the three on the right wing. Instead, hands it to Charles. 8 to shoot. Charles, a jab step. Passes to King, right back to Charles. 4 to shoot. Charles penetrates, scoops, can't get it to go. Blessing King, the rebound. Her shot blocked, but she got it right back and gives it to Charles. Bounce pass to King on the right block. Oh, tried to back in against Wallace. Lost her step and goes to the floor. Called for a travel.
After seeing the elbow come out like that, I was afraid we were going to get another foul on her. So the travel is the best outcome.
Yes.
On that play.
Eagles will extend the defensive pressure full court again. Scoff with the basketball. Passes it ahead to Brueggemann right at the timeline. She'll take it to the top of the arc and give it to Wallace. Works down the right hand to dribble a couple of times. Finds Stoff on the right wing. Her three-pointer rolls over the rim. No. Odom can't corral the rebound. King comes up with the basketball. Gets it to Charles. Takes it to the block. Backs it back out. Gives it to Soderlund, who hands it right back to Charles at the right hash. She'll walk it back between the circles. Standing near the eagle eye in the logo. Now comes around the top of the key. Pull-up jumper blocked by Odom. King tried to take it back up. Her shot was blocked away, out of bounds. Morehead State keeps it, but 8 on the shot timer. Seki Aroli checks back in for MSU to replace Soderlund. And the Eagles will inbound from the baseline, far side of the basket. Charles triggering, gets it in to King. Out to Haley Rhodes, 5 to shoot. Rhodes working against Brueggemann. And we've got a little ticky-tack foul call on Brueggemann.
And this is interesting. It's very rare that you see whoever is guarding King come all the way out to the three-point line, but Odom is completely vacating the middle of the floor and going all the way out to the three-point line with Blessing King.
King has tried 2 three-pointers this season. Charles with the basketball. Drives right side of the lane. Contested by Odom. Lost the handle, but last touched by Lindenwood. Right at 7 minutes to play in the final quarter. 15 on the shot clock. Charles, bounce pass inbounds to Jaden Rhodes. Gives it right back to Charles in the corner. Out to Seki Aroli on the left wing. Jab step, now penetrates. Lost the handle, got it back. Scoops with the left hand. Rims off, no. Fight for the rebound. Wallace crashes in to take it off the floor. She'll streak the other way for the Lions. And has it taken away from behind by Blessing King. Got it to Charles, who tries to dribble ahead. Lost her footing, thought she was bumped, but out of bounds off of V, and it will go back to Lindenwood as Coach Amy Egan helps Charles back to her feet.
It's much more physical this second half than we saw in the first, and I don't know if that's an effort by design as far as the aggression on the defensive side to create a little bit of turnovers, but it is definitely a lot more physical.
Wallace takes the inbounds. Gives it off to Cunningham, who curls out to take it from the left. Brueggemann, catch and shoot. 26-footer, no good. Rhodes, the rebound on the backside, gives to Charles. Pass ahead to King. Tried to get it to Seki Aroli in the far corner, but the pass was off the mark and out of bounds.
King thought Mel was going to the rim. Mel had no intention of going to the rim. She was going right to the three-point line.
Full court pressure by Morehead State. It comes inbounds to Wallace. Gets it back to Scoff. Passes it ahead to Cunningham. Nearly taken away, but she's trapped near midcourt. Ball deflected away from her by Charles. Out of bounds, last touched by V.
Coach Petrie can't believe it. Has walked all the way to the other end of the bench to sit down. She might as well be sitting with the fans.
Wallace drives baseline, scoops it to Odom. Again, misses the shot, but she's fouled this time. And Justice Odom will go to the line for 2. As Coach Kayla Petrie returns to her usual position at the end of the bench nearer midcourt.
Just getting her steps in, Tom. Yeah. You know, you need at least 8,500 a day.
That's right. I'm lucky to get 85. Odom's free throw does a dance and will not fall. Morehead State in the midst of a 3-minute scoring drought as Odom gets ready to shoot the second freebie. It's up. It's good. 61-46 Eagles. Full court pressure by Lindenwood. Inbounds comes to Haley Rhodes. She'll pass ahead to Seki Aroli. And she'll back it out near the right hash and give it up to Charles, who comes to take the ball. 6 minutes to play. Charles tried to cross over against Wallace, could not. Passes out to Novick, high left. Around a Haley Rhodes screen, but nothing there either. Spins in against Brueggemann, kicks it to Seki Aroli, out to Jaden Rhodes. 4 to shoot. And again, an off balance and inaccurate pass goes out of bounds at the Morehead State bench, and Lindenwood gets it back.
It looks like those are probably miscommunications on Mel's part, because she did just get subbed out for Tilly. But, you know, two back-to-back going the wrong direction, the ball just goes right out of bounds.
Lion basketball, Cunningham. At the left hash, gets it to Wallace, dribbles out of a double team, takes it into the lane, kicks it far corner to Cunningham, back out to Brueggemann, wide open, straightaway three, rims off, no. Haley Rhodes can't corral the rebound. Jaden Rhodes comes in to take it. And another tie-up. And Morehead State will get the basketball.
Half of the players on the court hit the floor on that one.
Yes. And Morehead State, I believe, calls a timeout. That will extend to a media. 5:19 to play in the fourth quarter. Morehead State leads Lindenwood 61-46 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State on top of Lindenwood, 61-46 with 5:19 to play in the women's game today. Morehead State's men will take on Lindenwood in the second half of our twin bill. That game's set to tip off, if it starts on time, at 3:30, Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you. For the women, we've still got 5:19 to play. Tom and Wes calling the action for you. One of those games within a game sort of situations, Wes, as Veronica Charles and Michaela Wallace came in 1-2 in the OVC in steals. Wallace has averaged 3.8 steals a game since January 30th. Doesn't have one today. And it looks like we've got a turnover on Morehead State.
Yeah, they tried to switch positions out of bounds, pass it down. It's not off of a made basket.
So that's it.
You can't
that's
do that unless it's off of a made basket.
My bad. We'll get back to the steals count in a moment. The inbounds right to Justice Odom, who was wide open on the block, lays it up and in. And Odom's basket cuts Morehead State's lead back to 13. Eagles handle the full court pressure. Novick will settle things down near the center circle. Working against Cunningham, now high right. Gets a Jaden Rhodes screen, kicks it near corner to Soderlund. One bounce to Rhodes up the wing. Out to Novick, six to shoot. Novick drives against Scoff, lays it up, no good, but a foul call on Scoff.
Excellent job to draw the foul on that possession. A few really lax possessions out there for the Eagles. Struggled a little bit, Novick forces the issue, gets to the line. Now, she has had some issues at the line recently, so let's hope she can put a couple in.
Yep. First one is up. Rims off, no good. So the lead stays 61-48, but Katie has a chance for one more free throw. This one she counts.
That makes it a 14-point lead. The fast break advantage right now is 2. Second chance is 12. How many is that?
4.
14.
Novick with 15 on the day. Cunningham guarded by Charles. Try to step back, thought better of it. Kicked it out to Lockhart. To Wallace in the far corner. Drives the angle against Haley Rhodes. Misses the stop. Jump stop and little shot, no good, and a foul on Morehead State on Blessing King.
I want to see replay on that,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
Let's break out our high-tech replay system.
Inbounds to Scoff, left open, left of the lane, and she hits the little jump shot. 62-50, full court pressure, inbounds comes to Novick. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, crosses midcourt, and goes to Charles on the right wing. Picked up by Cunningham, and Charles now will try to drive the right angle. Step back jumper, no good, but Cunningham kind of undercut her, and that's a foul on Cunningham.
Again, when the ball's not going in the basket, get to the line.
Yep. Cunningham's second foul, and that will be the fourth of the quarter on the Lions. So Morehead State will shoot foul shots the rest of the way.
That is 5 minutes without a field goal, Tom. And yet they're maintaining this, you know, yep, double-digit lead.
Charles cans the first freebie. Eagles 0 of 5, their last 5 field goal tries in that 5-minute drought without a field goal. Second free throw by Veronica, up and good. Give her 19 points. She had 31 last Thursday at Western Illinois, and then followed that up with 24 more against SEMO just 2 days ago. Here comes Cunningham, drives the left angle. Too strong with her layup, and Novick the rebound. She'll dribble out of a double team, spins around another defender, passes to Charles. Fakes the three, drives right angle, forces the action, misses the shot, but Cunningham another foul.
And that open lane for V was created by the one-person press break, which is Katie Novick.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. They had 3 people trying to keep her from getting up the court. No passes, all dribbles. Katie got up.
Brueggemann back in for Lindenwood as Stevie Lockhart checks out. And Veronica Charles looking to hit the 20-point mark for the third straight game if she can make even one of these 2 free throws. The first one's up. Give her 20. 10 of 12 from the stripe today, 5 of 16 from the floor. 20 points along with 6 boards, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Pretty good day's work. Second free throw up, also on the money. It's 66-50 Morehead State, under 4 minutes to play. Scoff leaves it for Wallace. Crossover dribble, gets around Haley Rhodes, but misses the layup. Novick, another rebound, passes over the defense to King, streaks to the goal and lays it up and in.
Great finish on the run by King right there.
Took her time, knew she had the step and didn't rush it. Cunningham, with her Lions down 18, will leave it for Wallace on the left point. Takes it to the left elbow, step back jumper, perfect. 68-52, the Morehead State lead with 3:03 to go. Charles passes ahead to Novick. Fakes the three, penetrates. She had King and Haley Rhodes both wide open underneath. I think the pass was intended for King, but Rhodes took it and put it up and in. Wallace has it on the right wing. Dribbling against Haley Rhodes. Takes it to the right elbow, out straight away to Cunningham, around to Brueggemann. Now to the far corner. To Scoff, missed her first shot, got it back, and gets the second one to go. Charles now comes the other way, has it back tapped away momentarily by Cunningham. Charles will track it down high right. This one's basically academic at this point. It's just a matter of what the final margin will be. Novick, a right wing three off the back of the iron, too strong. King tried to crash in for the rebound, but tapped it out of bounds, and Lindenwood will get it back, down by 16.
And Wallace, who's a grad student, was in the backcourt yelling at her teammates about why are they not pressing. They know they've got to get turnovers if they want to be in this game.
Wallace will take the inbound. Gets it across midcourt. Guarded by King on the perimeter. That's an interesting defensive matchup we've seen a lot today. Soderlund now picks her up on a switch. Gets it to Brueggemann. Straightaway three. Too strong off the rim, and the rebound will just carry him out of bounds near sideline.
That is, and it's one of the things that has made the Eagles so good on defense this year is that King can play anywhere. She can guard your point guard if she needs to.
Charles gets the inbound, gets it across midcourt, keeps on trucking into the lane, lays it up with the left hand, and good. And you can tell Lindenwood is basically out of gas and out of desire at this point. Their season is effectively over. Cunningham gets around Charles, though, and lays it off the glass and through.
And they gave it a really good run in the third quarter.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to say that was a little scary, frankly, as an Eagle fan.
Novick holds high left, 23 to shoot, 1:15 to play in the quarter. Morehead State will call a timeout. Basically just a substitution timeout, 30-second variety. Barnes, Michaela Hall, and Seki Aroli will check in for the Eagles after this timeout. But you're right, Wes. Give Lindenwood a lot of credit. That third quarter, they did come out with energy. It was a double-digit game at halftime, and they cut it back down to about seven, but just couldn't get it any closer. And then Morehead State just kind of worn them down the rest of the way.
They really could. They just couldn't get it back to that striking distance that they needed to get to keep that motivation and that fire going. Because the Eagles, credit, did a great job getting back to what they were doing in the first half, which was that defend, rebound, run, getting up and down the court, getting that advantage on fast break points, keeping them off the board. Yeah, had a stretch there where Lindenwood got three offensive rebounds in just a minute or so, and then the Eagles said, no more of that. We're not letting that happen anymore.
Katie Novick to the bench. Seki Aroli, Charles, Jaden Rhodes, Michaela Hall, and Skylar Barnes on the floor for the Eagles. Charles with the basketball to Seki Aroli, high left, 12 to shoot. Seki Aroli picks up her dribble. Nice bounce pass lead for Jaden Rhodes, or Haley Rhodes, excuse me. No, it was Jaden. They look a little alike. Missed the layup. And the rebound to Lindenwood. Under a minute left. Wallace tried to blow by Barnes. Barnes called for the reach in.
Boy, and that's a shame, too, because that was a beautiful pass.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It sure was. Just the third foul of the quarter on Morehead State, so Lindenwood will inbound from the near sideline.
I'd like to see them take their next possession or two and give it a chance on Barnes, Hall, getting them involved.
Cunningham works the left side of the lane. Veronica Charles falls backwards to the ground. No call, but an air ball on Cunningham's shot. Skylar Barnes the rebound, gets it to Charles, who brings it across midcourt. 36 seconds to play. Charles just dribbling it out near midcourt right now. It's around a screen from Jaden Rhodes, scoops it up, no good. Cunningham the rebound. She'll come the other way for Lindenwood, one on two. Stops right side of the lane, kicks it out to Brueggemann. Catch and shoot, left wing three, splash. And a timeout, just a substitution timeout for Morehead State as Matilda Soderlund will check in to replace Veronica Charles, who waves to the crowd as she will exit the Johnson Arena hardwood for the last time as a Morehead State Eagle. She finishes her senior day with 23 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And I believe it's still 2 steals, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, 2 steals.
Soderlund across midcourt, 10 to play. And the Eagles can just dribble out the clock the rest of the way as Soderlund maintains the dribble. Lindenwood makes its way to its bench, and Morehead State will make its way to the OVC tournament as the number 5 seed and will play the very first game of the tournament next Wednesday afternoon. Opponent still to be determined. It will be either Southeast Missouri or Tennessee State, depending on the outcome of other games today. Your final score today here at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 72, Lindenwood 59. Back with our postgame here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously, but as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Back at Johnson Arena, Morehead State here on Senior Day, knocking off Lindenwood 72-59 to wrap up the 2023-24 regular season and set the stage for the OVC tournament. Joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, Veronica Charles, you know, a little bit of a skid. She had 31 last Thursday, 24 this Thursday, down to 23 today. What's wrong with you?
I mean, it was an off day for her. I'm not really sure. Just an off day.
Yeah.
No, 23 points, 10 fouls drawn. It's a stat not a lot of people talk about. Got her to the free throw line 13 times, 11 of 13, very efficient. 6 rebounds from somebody that's 5'3", big time for her. High percentage. It wasn't like she was taking bad shots. 6 assists. So 23 points, 6 assists. That just shows her willingness to share the ball. Unbelievable day for our team. 3 people in double figures. 27 makes, 12 assists. We would like to be around 50-60%, so we're close to that number, but that means we're not creating 1-on-5 and we're using each other to get high percentage shots. But was happy to see where is she? Jaden. Is she on there? 13 points?
Yep.
Yeah, Jaden Rhodes. That's
6 of 8, hit her only 3-point.
Yeah, good. 5 rebounds, very efficient defensively.
Yep.
I'm a number. Odom, 35 for Lindenwood is their big dog. Okay, we were very worried about her. We thought that she might do things like, maybe not to the level that McGlone from EIU, but their skill set is similar.
Yep.
And so because of our size disadvantage, we were a little bit worried about that, but she was awesome and just really good to see somebody that does all the right things.
Yep.
See the basketball go in. But just proud of her. Good way to end. I thought it was cool how the crowd cheered for V.
Yeah.
The little standing ovation at the end. She thought that was pretty cool. We tried to do things special. But she's just a really good player. And she really believed in me and Morehead and our vision to flip the program. And so just extremely grateful for her. She's a brat, drives us nuts. I'll just say it. You know, it's like my dadgum kid. I'm mad at her. I love her. I want to fight her. I want to hug her. She's like your kid, but you can't help but love her, and you can't help but respect what she's done in her time here. But just really, really proud of everyone.
You know, and the other thing about Veronica, depending on what Kylie Flowers at SEMO does today, Veronica's effort leapfrogged her over Michaela Wallace, now tied with Kylie for the OVC lead in total steals. So,
well, let me just tell you, not that we worry about individual honors, but this one I'm okay with, and I do think it'll be hard for her to get. But no player has ever earned back-to-back OVC Defensive Player of the Year.
And only one other has even won it more than once, period, let alone back-to-back.
Okay. So. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Now, Macy McGlone, who I think will probably be the player of the year, mm-hmm. but, you know, her averaging as many blocks as she does and as many rebounds, I always think they should do an inside and an outside because it's just so different.
Yep.
Hopefully, V can get that because it means so much to her. But if she doesn't, it's all the same because what she's done is very special.
All right. What you've done is pretty special, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm a ball coach, Tom. Golly. I mean, I'm so much better than I was 2 days ago, right? I mean, look at all these people. They
You've
love
grown
me.
Up,
Two
Kayla.
Days ago, they didn't like me. They were throwing oranges, booing. Oh. And today, everything's good, right?
Yep.
That's just a joke, people. Don't think I'm being serious. I love winning. Makes me happy.
Last year, the 8th seed in the tournament. This year, you'll be playing in the first game again, but as the favored team, the 5 seed.
Let's hope the opposite thing for the seeds happen, and the same thing happens for us. But I did tell the girls, the only thing that changes is who we play. And that log jam that there was, there is not much difference in second through, I guess, 10th.
Yeah.
You know, I
You're
mean,
right.
It's everybody beat everybody. And I know it, a lot of winning is about matchups and about who's had the hot hand, but today was good for our team. I think the beatdown road trip was really tough, and then I think the days off were good, and I think that may be why we crashed a little bit and we were pretty sick. But I think this is good, and the momentum's headed in the right direction. And so, what is that? It's 10 conference wins?
Yep. 10 and 8.
10 conference wins, 11 wins total last year. So that's good. What are we 15 wins? Come on. No, it's 15.
Yep, 15
I know.
And 14. Yep.
So good for those girls in that locker room. I'm going to go in there and celebrate with them. But I appreciate you guys and everything you do. Are y'all coming to Evansville?
Yep. We will talk to you there on Wednesday.
All right.
Thanks
y'all.
A lot. Coach Kayla Petrie back with more as Morehead State celebrates a 72-59 win over Lindenwood today here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoie Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
72-59, Morehead State's women knock off Lindenwood in the first half of today's basketball twin bill at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, a pretty solid effort on senior day here for the Morehead State Eagles.
It is, Tom. You know I love plus-minus stats, so I'm going to give you four of them. All right, from our pregame, right? Plus 15 rebounds for MSU, so that was huge. That was a big deal. EP, extra possessions, plus 6 for the Eagles. Absolutely critical. I'm going to start a new stat. EB, easy baskets.
Ooh,
right? All right, easy baskets, Tom. We've got 12, and that is fast break points and second chance points. And that is what these Eagles have to live on. And then most importantly, to close out the regular season, we were preseason number 9. Guess where we're finishing, folks?
5.
Number 5. That is a plus 4 from preseason to the end of the season, my friends.
That may be the biggest of them all.
That's absolutely.
Right. All right. 72-59, your final score. Morehead State knocking off Lindenwood. Wes, it's always a pleasure to work with you, my friend. We'll take one more break, but before we do, I just want to thank you again, and we'll talk again in Evansville for some post-game or some postseason basketball.
It's been a great one, my partner. I look forward to us in Evansville.
All right, we'll take one more break, come back, and wrap things up right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
.72-59, the final today. Morehead State's women knocking off Lindenwood. With the win, Morehead State improves to 15-14 overall, 10-8 in OVC play, and they'll be the 5th seed in the OVC tournament. Lindenwood ends its season at 7-21 overall, 5-13 in conference play. Keep this brief, as the Morehead State men and Lindenwood men are warming up for today's second game, so we'll step out shortly to clear the way for Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett. But just looking at your leading scorers today, Maya Scoff led the way for Lindenwood with 15 points, 14 for Ellie Brueggemann. They were the only two to score in double figures. Morehead State's Veronica Charles stuffed the stat sheet again today, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Also scoring in double figures, Katie Novick with 16 and Jaden Rhodes with 13. For my partner, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks so much for listening. Stick around as we will have our men's game coming up shortly. Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will bring that to you here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism,
Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.